Annabelle had dressed up as her favourite thing in the whole wide world. No, she wasn't a princess. No, she wasn't a fairy either. She was a knight. "What book are you from?" her older brother asked her while they were having breakfast. Annabelle shrugged. "Lots of books have knights in them," she said importantly. "But I'm not just any knight. I'm a pirate knight." Annabelle's brother laughed. "That's stupid," he said, porridge dripping down his chin. Annabelle scowled. "I think it's a lovely costume, Annabelle," said Mum, keeping the peace. Annabelle smiled at her. Annabelle was wearing metal armour, although it was actually made out of tin foil, just like a real knight. But instead of a helmet, she was wearing a pirate hat, and a talking parrot was sitting on her shoulder. "Look at my magic shield," Annabelle said to Mum while they walked to school. "You smash it into the ground like this." "And it makes a big pink bubble appear around you. And then..." "Annabelle," Mum interrupted, "don't you think you should go into school? Then you can show your shield to all of your friends." Annabelle looked around. They had made it all the way to the playground while she had been talking. "Have fun," said Mum, giving her a kiss on the cheek. And then she knelt down and whispered, "I hope you win the fancy dress competition." Annabelle was sure she would win. She stepped onto the school playground and looked carefully at everyone else's costumes. There was Little Red Riding Hood. Her costume was very good. She had a basket of cupcakes, and she was wearing a silky red cloak. There was a wizard from one of Annabelle's favourite books. He was wearing round glasses, and he had a wand and a snowy owl. Annabelle saw a vampire too. She had fangs, and her face was painted. She looked very scary. Suddenly, Annabelle felt nervous. She looked down at her costume and worried that it wasn't as good as the others. She turned round, looking for Mum. She wanted to ask if she could go home and change, but Mum had gone. Just then, Annabelle's friend, Mohammed, snatched the pirate hat from her head. "Hey," said Annabelle, grabbing it back. Mohammed was dressed as an alien. He had bobbly green antennae, and he was wearing a green t-shirt and jeans. "Your costume looks so good, Annabelle," said Mohammed. "Really?" asked Annabelle nervously. "Yes," said Mohammed. "Do you know what I am?" she asked, feeling a little better. "Of course," said Mohammed. "You're a knight pirate." Annabelle grinned. "Well, I'm actually a pirate knight, but that's close enough." "What's that you have there?" she asked, noticing something in Mohammed's hands. "Oh," said Mohammed, holding up a book with an alien and a spaceship on the cover. "This is the book my character is from." Annabelle frowned. She didn't have a book. Her character wasn't from one book. It was from lots of different books put together. The school bell rang, and Annabelle felt worried all over again. After registration, Annabelle's teacher, Miss Green, asked everyone to tell the class about the book that had inspired their character. Annabelle looked around. Everyone had a book on their desk. Everyone apart from her. Oh no, what was she going to do?